recognize as really the beginning of Holy Week. And today is a day of great celebration, but boy, oh boy, does the tune change come Thursday when we celebrate and remember the betrayal of Christ and his Last Supper with his disciples. So naturally, this reminds me of Batman. And in the Batman movie, The Dark Knight, Gotham City, that's the city that Batman watches over, is a cesspool of crime and filth. It's filled with drugs and dirty politicians, corrupt cops. And on the scene bursts a new district attorney, and his name is Harvey Dent. And Harvey Dent is everything that Gotham City is not. He's clean, he's incorruptible, and his mission is to clean up the streets of Gotham City. He stands up to the mob. He roots out corruption that infests the police force. He is so good for Gotham City that at one point in the movie, even Batman recognizes that Harvey Dent is the answer to Gotham City, not Batman. But later on in the movie, when Harvey Dent dies, the police commissioner says of Harvey that he was the hero, he was not the hero that Gotham deserved, but he was the hero Gotham needed. Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, into a people in Israel, and the Jews who were in need of a hero. And as they see Jesus coming in and entering into Jerusalem, they think that he is the hero they need, but they're not sure really what they need. Because they've heard of this Jesus, that he has done these marvelous deeds. They've seen him feed the 5,000 miraculously. They watched him walk on water. They heard just recently how he raised Lazarus from the dead. And so as they see Jesus coming in, they see the hero they think they need. A miracle worker who stands up to oppressive authorities. So they greet him into town with palms, waving palm branches, which is how you would greet a king. And Jesus comes in, marching along on a donkey. But who is the hero that they think they need? Is Jesus that hero? When we think of heroes, we tend to get lost on what we actually need. Because the people kind of followed Jesus because they were hungry, and this guy could give them bread. They followed Jesus because they were sick, and this guy could cure them. Some followed Jesus because they were blind, and Jesus gave sight to the blind. Some followed Jesus because they were afraid of death, and they saw him raise Lazarus from the grave. We can get lost into what our true needs really are. And we can get lost even in the pageantry of Palm Sunday, the Sunday that is so festive. We greet the King who is coming, and all glory, laud, and honor. It sounds more like the end of a story rather than the beginning. Who is the Jesus we need? There are some people who look at the Gospels and hear the story of Jesus, and they love how Jesus stood up for the poor and the downtrodden, those who are weak, those who were ostracized and pushed out to the margins of society. And they look at Jesus and they look at this aspect of him and they think, this is who we need. We need a Jesus who stands up for social justice, who stands up for the poor and the oppressed. And certainly those are good things. But if that's where our needs end for Jesus, then Jesus isn't fulfilling our true, deep need. Other people will look at Jesus and see, man, what a great example of a person to live by, a person who loved others, who followed the will of God. What a great example. That's an example that I need. I'm going to follow his example. And really, even Gandhi said as much about Jesus. But if that's all about who we think of as Jesus being, then again, we don't understand our true need. The people of Gotham City needed a hero. And at the end of the movie, Harvey Dent actually turns out to be a villain, a bad guy. But the general public don't know this. They don't recognize it. But Batman knows. And as Harvey is laying there dead, Batman and the police commissioner decide that they need to protect the ideals of what Harvey Dent stood up for and take the blame for Dent's villainy upon themselves. Batman becomes then the villain for Gotham City, and they raise up Harvey Dent as a hero. Batman sacrifices himself for the people of Gotham City. And by his sacrifice, Batman becomes the hero they truly need. And you and I, we're like Gotham City. We're corrupted. We are full of sin and all the vile evil of this world. It infests us. But no amount of example following, no amount of social justice will change who we are. We, like Gotham City, need a sacrifice from our hero. This is who Jesus is. He is a king. He is the king. But when he came into Jerusalem, the people didn't recognize in him the true hero they needed. They didn't see a sacrifice. They saw a military victor. They didn't see a sacrifice. They saw a guy who could provide bread. They didn't see a sacrifice. They saw a guy who could heal the sick. They didn't see their deepest and truest need, which is their own sin, which is their own corruption, which is their own broken, terrible, rotted out hearts. But Jesus came to heal those things. He came out of obedience to his Father. He came knowing that just a few days later, this very crowd would turn on him and send him to the cross. Jesus came into the city to die. To die for these people who didn't even know they needed him. And it wasn't until after Jesus is crucified, until after he is raised from the dead, until after he ascends into heaven, that even his disciples finally and fully understand what all of this means. As the gospel tells us, it's after these things, after he dies, after he is raised from the tomb, after he ascends, that this is when Jesus is given his glory. He isn't given his glory by the palms or by the people praising him. His glory comes from his death. His death for you, for me. Jesus knows what we really need, and he comes to fulfill it. His glory wasn't in his miracles. His glory is in saving you. His glory is in the faith we have in Jesus Christ, who died for you, who died for me, that we might have life, that our hearts of stone might become hearts of flesh. This is who Jesus is, and he fulfills our greatest need. Let us pray. O gracious Lord, we give you thanks for your glory, a glory that is not given by us, a glory that is not even achieved by your own miracles and great deeds that you have done, except by your cross, by your suffering, how you became our hero and our sacrifice, the one we truly and deeply need. Help us, O Lord, to have faith in what you have done for us, to see that you have given us a great gift in the forgiveness of our sin, and that in this you restore us to life and relationship with you. We pray this in your name, O Lord. Amen.